Jay Jensen, the Deputy Undersecretary for Natural Resources and the Environment, will be here. He oversees the U.S. Forest Service. He'll join Victor Vasquez, the Deputy Undersecretary for Rural Development, in an all-day economic diversity workshop at the Xitgaquan Community House this Saturday. Rural Development has prepared an invitation list of local government and agency officials to speak to the undersecretaries to give them the broadest possible perspective on rural development issues in the community. But the meeting is open to the public. Ray Massey, the Public Information Officer for the U.S. Forest Service, says no one will be turned away. Andrew Tomes with the Sitka Conservation Society is one of the official invitees. He says the visit by the undersecretaries to Southeast underscores a political shift in the culture of the Department of Agriculture.
They're going to explore new ways for the Tongass National Forest and the Department of Agriculture as a whole to support a diversified economy in Southeast Alaska.
Supporting a diversified economy in Southeast Alaska has always been in the mission of the Department of Agriculture. However, in a speech in Seattle earlier this month, President Obama's new Secretary of Agriculture, Tom Vilsack, outlined a radically new vision of forest policy that signals a shift in priority from timber management to ecosystem management and the economic possibilities that may emerge as a result. Here's an excerpt of Secretary Vilsack's speech delivered on August 14th in Seattle.
Our shared vision must begin with a complete commitment to restoration. Restoration for me means managing forest lands first and foremost to protect our water resources while making our forests far more resilient to climate change. The forest restoration effort, led by the dedicated people of our Forest Service, will open up non-traditional markets for climate mitigation and biomass energy while appropriately recognizing the need for more traditional uses of forest resources.
In his speech, Secretary Vilsack mentions the traditionally adversarial positions of the timber industry, the Forest Service, and the conservation community. He calls for an end to polarization and for charting a path forward by building trust among stakeholders. He says a robust forest industry will be needed to perform the required thinning for habitat and watersheds, biomass production, the reduction of hazardous fuels, and preventing the spread of insects and disease. In Sitka, the Forest Service has made some pioneering efforts to collaborate with environmental advocacy organizations like the Sitka Conservation Society and Trout Unlimited in restoring habitat in the Stargavin Valley and on Prince of Wales Island, and creating economic opportunity with the University of Alaska Southeast and the Second Growth Cabin Project. Tomes believes Vilsack's new policy will encourage further efforts in this direction.
And our Ranger District has really stepped up and is doing a lot of restoration projects, is trying to figure out how to provide opportunities for recreation businesses, quality of life amenities, management for salmon, for our salmon fisheries. And they're just kind of not getting prioritized because they don't have that timber niche. So we're seeing staffing cuts and program cuts. This new mandate may be a chance for our Sitka district to get the support that it needs to really fulfill the projects that they've been working on and planning here over the last couple years.
Exactly how new policy in Washington, D.C. ripples across the economy of Sitka is a major focus of the Saturday meeting. Sitka has the headquarters of the Rural Development Office in Southeast, which has been a significant player in funding many projects with no direct connection to the Forest Service at all, including the repair and restoration of the cable house where KCAW is located. The agency funnels millions annually into the state in grants and loans for water and sewer systems, housing, health clinics, emergency services, and electrical and telephone services. Rural Development has also sponsored initiatives for energy projects like wind, geothermal, hydro, and biodiesel. The Undersecretaries Jensen and Vasquez are in Southeast on the tail end of Rural Development's national tour, which included a recent trip by Secretary Vilsack to Bethel and the interior. The undersecretaries have toured Hoonah, Juneau, and Craig on their Southeast trip. They have a listening session in Ketchikan Friday morning, beginning at 10 a.m. at the Best Western. The Sitka session is scheduled to begin at 10 a.m. on Saturday and close at 3 p.m. Sitka is the last stop on their Southeast tour. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.